This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, we have tracked down our guy Peter Bukowski from Locked On Packers and, of course, the Leap Newsletter. He joins us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. You're on Wisconsin Sports Daily. What's going on, sir? How are you?
I'm trying to stay cool out here.
Cool? Where are you? Peter Bukowski?
You there, guys?
Yeah, I'm here. Where are you at? Are you on an island somewhere? Where are you?
No, I'm just outside in the sun. It's hot.
Oh, yeah, it's not as hot here, but I am sure it's probably hot where you are. Oh, okay, so I want to get you on because I saw Brett Coleman, who we've had on the show before, and I've been trying to get on since his tweets, and I've had no luck. And he's an NFL, you know, film guy, analyst, whatever the case may be, and has been around for quite a while. And I saw you get kind of perturbed by what Brett Coleman was saying because he essentially said that this Packers team, the defense specifically, was held together with duct tape because of how good Xavier McKinney was. It was able to look better than maybe what it truly was at the end of the day. You had lots of thoughts on that, so I wanted to bring that to the radio. My first question for you is this. Do you think Xavier McKinney can duplicate again this year what he did last year?
I'm gonna flip the question a little bit and say I don't think he has to. I don't think he has to have 8-9 interceptions for him to be just as impactful on this defense, because I think this is a little bit a case of the hay is already in the barn with this. When we saw him in the first five games have 5 interceptions, teams just stopped throwing deep. Don't you remember in November about last season, he on the record said, you know, I'm getting kind of annoyed because they don't even throw at us anymore.
Right.
Like, he's like, I'd like to see some action. But it was the case that he and Evan Williams on the back end were so scary to opposing quarterbacks that they just said, we're not throwing deep. We're just not going to do it. Like, I know they play a lot of cover two, and that was part of Brett's response was, oh, no.
Cell phone gods just took Peter Bukowski's soul, I think. Hello? I think he's on an island. I think he is. I don't know where outside is necessarily. I think he's like, check his phone. Either that or he's got like, he needs a new phone. I don't know. Very weird. Very, very weird. Normally Peter Bukowski's cell phone is pretty muddy. We don't normally have issues talking to Peter Bukowski, but that man was literally, Peter Bukowski was literally talking and all of a sudden it was like they took his soul and he was just gone, like vaporized.
Like he got abducted by aliens.
Yes! It was like, and no Peter Bukowski. What in the world? Peter Bukowski, try number two. Be careful out there, man. It sounds dangerous.
Sorry, the aliens.
Yes.
I had to fight them off a little bit. But we're all good now.
That's
we're
good.
All good.
All right, go ahead. Sorry, you got cut off. Go ahead.
Yes, yes. So my point is, I think that the impact that he was able to have in the second half of last season, when it was the fear factor with him. Which the Packers, I mean, when was the last time they had a safety like that? It had to have been Nick Collins.
Yes.
So we're talking about 15 years ago. that quarterbacks were just like, we don't want to do this. We're not having a good time throwing at Xavier McKinney. And so I think that that part of his game is going to translate unless and until he starts playing materially worse. I just don't see any evidence for why that would happen. I do understand, because Packer fans just saw this. A guy gets signed and play much worse after being an all-pro. It happened with Devondre Campbell. But Xavier McKinney is 26 years old versus an aging linebacker, had some injury issues his whole career, continued to have injury issues. I don't see any reason why Xavier McKinney can't keep getting better, even if he doesn't have 8-9 interceptions this year.
You know, Peter, he brought up a bunch of stats, and some people were like talking to Brett Coleman of like, come on, man, there's like top 10 in every category. And then he went and found a bunch of, advanced metrics or whatever the case may be. And one of them he brought up was, you know, those negative plays and that the Packers didn't create a lot of negative plays for the other teams. But to that point, that's a lot of front seven stuff. And to that point, they really haven't gotten better in the front seven, have they?
Yeah. No, they haven't. And they're betting on internal development for that. They're betting on Jeff Hafley for that. They're betting on coverage to make their pass rush better. We usually think of it the other way around, right? The pass rush creating opportunities for your corners. But if your coverage is a half second stickier, that's an extra half second for your pass rush to get home. And in the NFL and pass rush situations, a half second is a hell of a lot. So I think that's part of it. But I was a little bemused reading some of it, because you know I'm a stats guy. You know I like to dig into that stuff. But he's giving me like, oh, they're passer rating in the middle of the field on explosives. It's like, my guy, you could do that about the Legion of Boom Seahawks and find a core. This was the example I used on Locked On Packers the other day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The 2019 49ers were among the worst defenses in the league. They were the number one defense in the league. But among the worst defenses in the league defending the deep ball. That's a big problem, right? You can't give up explosive plays. But guess what? No one could throw deep on them because Nick Bosa and Eric Armstead and DeForest Buckner were coming at your quarterback.
Correct.
So it's like, okay, if they have this passer rating in the middle of the field, that's really good. Okay, that's one thing. But no one wants to throw there because of Xavier McKinney, because of Edgerrin Cooper. Edgerrin Cooper, by the way, led all linebackers last year in positively graded plays, according to Pro Football Focus. 62%. Of Edgerrin Cooper's plays were positively graded. He is a rising star in the NFL. And if that's your middle of the field defense, if that's your spine, teams are just not going to want to throw there.
Yeah, and I agree with you on that. Peter Bukowski, Locked On Packers, Leap newsletter as well. Follow him on Twitter at Peter_Bukowski. You had another tweet that I found interesting talking about a comment made by Dominique Foxworth about Packers defenses of the past versus now. Talk about that.
Yeah. When he said this on a podcast on Mina Kimes show, I just was so mad. I was so mad that I didn't think of it. And it was such a good point that for years we thought of these teams as underachieving, highly talented teams. And I remember saying, and I was not the only one saying this, that look, at a certain point, if you don't produce, we can't just talk about the talent.
Yep.
But the only time we talk about talent, right, is when the players aren't as good. If they're good, we just say they're good. We don't say they're talented. We say they're good. And so now this is sort of a no-name defense a little bit. And you're getting productivity from Keyshawn Nixon and, you know, Nate Hobbs, who is a nicely paid free agent, but not someone who is going to, you know, sell tickets exactly. And Carrington Valentine, and a lot of these guys, even Evan Williams, is kind of a blue collar day three safety. That now this is the best defense they've had of the Matt LaFleur era, and it's not Lucas Van Ness leading the charge. It's not Quay Walker, although he had, you know, a nice run in the middle of last season. It's kind of these other guys that are holding everything together. It's a little ironic, right? That this is the best version of this team is maybe the least talented group that we've seen in Green Bay in the Matt LaFleur era.
The other thing I wanted to bring up with you, separate from the Brett Coleman tweets and you going back and forth and having your way with that, is a piece they did on ESPN grading the Packers offseason. And we're going to get more into this coming up at 4 o'clock when we do our Green and Gold Update brought to you by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. But Seth Wilder was the one that wrote that piece, and he was hypercritical over the Packers signing of Aaron Banks, how much they paid him, about they could have got Becton for less, and they could have got Zeitler for less, and so forth, and just really poo-pooed their offseason because of that one in particular signing of Aaron Banks. Agree or disagree?
I think it is a little foolish to me to try and indict an entire offseason because you overpaid for a starting offensive line. Look around the league. How many teams have five offensive linemen that they feel good about? It's a small number. So why is that like the worst sin I'm at?
You know, a mediocre guard. Okay, he's 26, 27 years old. Kevin Zeitler's in his 30s. I know he's coming off a better season. That's a different proposition here. It is weird. They paid more than I thought he was going to get. They paid more than I would have wanted to pay. But that doesn't mean that the whole offseason stunk because of it. I don't understand that part of it. And I think at this point, the Packers, from a development standpoint, have to get the benefit of the doubt when it comes to offensive linemen. Because no one thought Zach Tom was going to come in and become a Pro Bowl player.
Right.
No one thought Rich Walker was going to come in and become a quality starter in the seventh round. They've done that, and they've done it over and over and over, going back to Josh Sitton and TJ Lang and David Bakhtiari and all the names we know. This has just been what Green Bay has done over and over and over. And let me just add this little piece in here. I had Joe Thomas on Locked On Packers recently, and he was talking about all of the cross-training that the Packers do, and they just throw everything at these guys. And he's like, that's the way every team should do it. Every team should be saying, hey, we're going to teach you everything we can possibly throw at you, and we're going to see what you can do and what you can't do. And then at the very least, we understand, all right, how can we move forward with you? Rather than if we do it slow and slow and slow, by the time they get to a place where, oh, wait, there's a problem, well, it's too late. You've already wasted all this development time. So I do think the Packers have a little bit of a secret sauce when it comes to developing offensive linemen as well.
Where does Jordan Morgan play in week one? Is he a starter? And if so, where on the line?
I think he's the starting right guard for the Packers. I think I kind of low-key think that's where they want him to start. And I have a hard time believing he's going to beat out Rashid Walker.
Yeah, I have the same hard time believing the same thing. I would guess that's where he is. As well, Peter Bukowski, Locked On Packers, a Leap newsletter. Follow him on Twitter at Peter_Bukowski. Anything you'd like to promote on your way out?
Locked On Sports Today. We've got a huge Locked On Podcast Network Top 100. The only good list of the offseason is the Locked On Top 100. Don't worry, we got a show coming out, breaks down all of it. It's going to be really fun. That's coming out next week.
You tell those boys to get you a cell phone sponsorship. I got U.S. Cellular. That's my deal. Maybe I'll see if I can hook you up and get you a new phone. We'll see if we can make that happen, Peter. Thank you so much, my friend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.